This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There was a debate by political parties, it was a debate of the mid-term budget policy statement. And apparently different political parties are against any move that seeks to actually, tax, South Africans, and they're supporting the notion of a new gambling tax instead. So the National Treasury is giving, the public another month to comment on the on a proposal to introduce a 20% tax on online gambling. So this is the issue that we're looking at right now. We have Thabiso Mongane, a development strategist and economist, right now on Capricorn Breakfast. All right, Thabiso, good morning. Welcome to Capricorn FM.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
No, we're good. Thank you so much for joining us, Thabiso. Maybe let's look at this conversation and start at a point of us understanding the importance for South Africans to participate in this particular public proposal to introduce the 20% tax on online gambling. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the public consultation is really your chance as South African to shape policy that affects millions. And the proposed 20% tax on online gambling winnings could set dangerous precedents for digital taxation and either fund real addiction treatment or simply vanish into general revenue. And, your participation really matters because this impacts more than gamblers. It affects job creation in tech sectors, enforcement, feasibility, and whether communities get actual support or just tax burden or another tax burden.
And, this is a problem the government has been trying to fight along with substance abuse through the sin tax or the sin taxes. Are their methods effective, or are they, is there a way for government to make money off of the people who are already cash strapped?
Well, the uncomfortable truth is it's mostly about revenue, first up as public health. We see how sin taxes generate billions annually, but how much actually finds addiction, or how much of those funds actually find themselves into addiction treatment, rehabilitation centers, or prevention programs. So these funds typically disappear into general revenue without being ring-fenced, allocations for the harms they're supposed to address. And this is really what sin taxes really do. I mean, we know how brutal and regressive sin taxes are because, cash traps South Africans with addiction don't stop gambling because of higher costs. They will sacrifice groceries, school fees, and medical care to maintain their habits, regardless of what taxes put on them. So, this is what really creates a situation where the most vulnerable end up funding government coffers while their problems intensify.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on someone who says that, taxes like, your sin taxes, they are likely to open a gateway for the underground illegal market? I mean, we saw what happened during COVID-19. Do you think this is true?
I mean, absolutely it's true. South Africa's illegal gambling scene demonstrates why this matters very urgently. When legal gambling becomes 20% less attractive, demand doesn't disappear, guys. It basically shifts into unregulated operators who promise tax-free winnings, better odds, and no paper trail. So underground gambling or illegal gambling in South Africa will really, really, kind of boom off the back of that. And this is now already a massive and vicious problem within the frame of gambling as a whole.
Yeah. But then with, everything we've discussed, do you think there could be alternatives to try and remedy this issue?
I mean, yeah, I think there can be. If we're serious about addressing this national crisis rather than just extracting revenue, we need comprehensive interventions. And one of those can be, an aggressive regulation of legal operators. So if we ban micro lending to gamblers on platforms, which is currently legal and widespread, if we actually look at mandatory deposit limits, a maximum of 500 rand per day for casual players, if we look at things like compulsory monthly loss limits enforced across all platforms, and potentially also, smart taxation that doesn't feed the legal market. So looking at taxing these operators' profits heavily. So your Betways, your Supergrid, those companies, we can tax them heavier than what they currently are. And this will also keep newer platforms competitive while generating substantial revenue. But I think more than anything, we really need to look at the treatment and prevention aspect of things. So using ring-fenced gambling tax revenue to establish free addiction treatment centers in every major municipality. And I think this is something that we can achieve if we actually get a bit more ingenuitive. I think the way we've applied ourselves to regulating spaces where substance and abuse is quite well prone, to really just forget that the people who are addicted to these spaces and addicted to these substances are really where the help and the impact need to be felt. We can really do some great things if we apply ourselves here and stop being a bit too pedantic and lazy and how we're really conceiving this legislative.
All right. Let's leave our conversation here for today. Thank you so much for sharing great insights with us. Appreciate your time. That's development strategist and economist Thabiso Mngane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.